members of the press, and people of the world. We are here today to disclose the truth about a subject that has been ridiculed, questioned, and denied for at least 50 years. The men and women who are on this stage and the some 350 additional military intelligence witnesses to the so-called UFO matter and extraterrestrial intelligence can prove and will prove that we are not alone. We decided that it was time for civilians, military, and other people to come together to disclose the truth about the subject which is called UFOs. These are folks who have been involved in black budget or covert unacknowledged projects. These unacknowledged special access projects are taking in at least $40 to $80 billion per year, and they are sitting on technologies that can change the world forever. The reason we are coming forward now is that we are asking for an official inquiry and disclosure on this subject. It has the most profound implications for the human future and for world peace. Specifically, technologies connected to UFO and extraterrestrial vehicles, if declassified and used for peaceful energy generation and propulsion, would solve the looming energy crisis definitively, would correct the environmental challenges that the Earth is facing. It is also critical that we begin to debate as a society the propriety of placing weapons in space. We are not alone. Space is territory which we are sharing with other civilizations. It could be a very imprudent, destabilizing thing to place weapons in space. We can establish through this testimony that they use anti-gravity propulsion systems, which we have already figured out how they work in classified projects in the United States, Great Britain, and elsewhere. That these objects have landed on terra firma, at times have been disabled, and have been retrieved specifically by teams within the United States, that extraterrestrial life forms have been retrieved, and their vehicles have been taken and studied thoroughly for at least 50 years. This subject has been hidden from members of Congress. The Constitution has been subverted by the growing power of these classified projects, and that this is a danger to the national security. There is no evidence that these life forms from elsewhere are hostile towards us, but there is a great deal of evidence that they are concerned with our hostility. There are times when they have neutralized or rendered inert the launch capabilities of intercontinental ballistic missiles. They have shown clearly that they do not want us to weaponize space, and yet we are proceeding down that dangerous path. And for this reason, we feel we must disclose the facts, so that there be a permanent ban on the weaponization of space or the targeting of any objects of extraterrestrial origin. That there be a full and complete study of classified technologies connected to this subject to see how they could be properly declassified and applied for peaceful energy generation so that the world may get off of fossil fuels in enough time to prevent greater ecosystem damage or war over the looming energy crisis, which is sure to sweep the Earth in the coming decade. This is a matter of the most pressing import. It has been ridiculed, yes, but in reality, the subject is laughed at because it is so serious. I have had grown men weep who are members of Congress and who have said to me, "What are we going to do?" Here's what we will do. We will see that this matter is properly disclosed, and these courageous witnesses have stepped forward to speak the truth. I expect people to be skeptical, but not irrationally so, because these men and women have come forward and they have their credentials, they can establish who they are, and they have been firsthand witnesses to some of the most important events in the history of the human race. They were charged with handling the nuclear weapons of the United States. Their word was trusted on everything of great importance for the national security. We must trust their word now. It is irrational not to accept the testimony of these witnesses. So please be skeptical, but that is not the same as prejudiced and closed-minded. I ask the media, the scientific community, and the political community to look seriously at this matter and to do the right thing for humanity and for our children. We can establish that this subject is real and has tremendous significance for the human future. This is the end of the childhood of the human race. It is time for us to become mature adults in the cosmic civilizations out there. We must become a peaceful civilization, and we must look as we go into space with an intent of cooperating with other civilizations, not weaponizing that high frontier.
I became clearly convinced that there was substance to what was being reported, in that we had ground visual, ground radar, airborne visual, and airborne radar confirmation of some of these sightings. The individuals who made the sightings were everything from airline pilots, military pilots, police officers, some of the people that your lives depend upon on a daily basis. These are very reputable and credible people. Pressure needs to be brought to bring this to the attention of people all over the planet. These vehicles have been seen and confirmed all over the planet. I am willing to sign a sworn statement or testify to my judgment and to what I have observed. Such things do exist.
I received a priority message that was classified as secret. The ship reported emerging out of the ocean a brightly glowing reddish-orange elliptical object, approximately 70 feet in diameter, emerged out of the water, shot into space, traveling at about 7,000 miles per hour. This was tracked on ship's radar. Objects going off the scale, doing right-angle turns. When he inquired, his supervisor advised him, quote, "It was just a visit from one of our little friends." He thought this was a little unusual.
I looked up, and to my amazement, there were lights flashing around the sky, moving at what seemed like 2,400 to about 3,800 miles per hour. We continued to watch these darting lights go across the sky and stop and reverse in an acute angle and then proceed on. And he says, "Did you see that?" We all said, yeah, it was a nice display. What a show. He says, "We documented them on radar. We documented 6 to 7 UFOs. Now, we don't know who was guiding those, but they were certainly intelligent. We don't know where they landed because they coalesced and disappeared."
There was a bright, glowing red object hovering outside the front gate. It was oval-shaped. He had all the other guards out there with their weapons drawn. My weapons started going down, one after the other. They went into a no-go condition. They were unlaunchable. We were informed that a very similar incident happened. They lost all 10 of their weapons under similar circumstances, and they were reporting UFOs.
I can clearly recall seeing a message that went through my crypto center which said a UFO had crashed on the island of Spitsbergen, Norway, and the team of scientists were coming to investigate it. The UFO was seen near the missile silos, and the missiles were deactivated.
I heard a noise outside that sounded like a pulsating transformer. I sat up in my bunk, I looked out the window, I saw a craft heading for the ground and crashed. Pieces broke off of that craft, immediately took off again.
I had access to very sensitive documents. There are many, many different references to UFOs, and there were some objects in those pictures that didn't belong there. A lot of people talk about conspiracies over a shadow government. I'm willing to testify before Congress that these black operations do exist. I nearly became part of it, but I saw the light, and I got out. We have to disclose what we know.
I was a precision electronics photographic repairman with a top secret crypto clearance. I was loaned to the Lunar Orbiter Project at NASA. They had problems with a piece of electronic equipment. There were scientists from all over the world. He said to me, in a very distressed way, "By the way, we've discovered a base on the backside of the moon." And then he proceeded to put photographs down in front of me, and clearly in these photographs were structures, mushroom-shaped buildings, spherical buildings, and towers. At that point, I was very concerned. He had breached security, and I was actually frightened at that moment, and I did not question him any further. And a few moments later, someone did come into the room.
I knew someone in quarantine with the Apollo astronauts. He told me that the Apollo astronauts saw craft on the moon when we landed. And he also was afraid. He said that the astronauts are told to keep this quiet. They're not allowed to talk about it. I worked out there for a number of years. I ran into this. So it's not something everyone knows that works out there for a long time. My boss didn't know about it. Some people that sat right next to me didn't know about it. It's very strange because I don't know how they can do it, but they can let some people know about it and then others not.
I went through a portion of a three-night UFO event where objects made incursions, fired pencil-thin beams of light into them, and adversely affected the ordnance, possibly. These objects were on the ground on two different nights. Potentially, there was another life form seen. This is an unpopular truth, and they are still shrouded in secrecy. This is more about a human rights issue than just a UFO issue. We can change the world.
I didn't believe in UFOs until London Control called us and asked us, would we chase one? We got about a mile from the UFO, and it kind of lit up in the sky and went off into space. One had landed or crashed. An alien had come off the craft and had been shot by a military policeman and apparently was wounded. Our security police went out there and found him on the end of the runway dead.
I was involved in situations where we actually did recoveries of crashed saucers. There were bodies that were involved with some of these crashes. While we were doing all this, we were telling the American public there was nothing to it. We were telling the world there was nothing to it. But the whole situation is, we've told the American people that there's no such thing as UFOs. I've been involved where we have recovered these objects. We know them to be of extraterrestrials. I was the first person to go ahead and see that there were bodies on it. That would be the first of approximately 12 events. UFO crashes are not events that take place every day. They're rare. I know we're not alone in the universe. I know that the absence of evidence is not evidence of absence. It's evidence that has been denied. Governments must never lie to the people for no reason.
I was contacted to see if we could obtain access to the Vatican Library to obtain the information with regard to extraterrestrial intelligence and the phenomenon of the UFOs. And we were refused access. I went to the Madison building of the United States Library of Congress. There was no one in the building at that time. It was brand new. I was directed to a basement office where there were two guards at the door and a third sitting at the table who took my identification and was admitted to the room. I there found some dozen photographs of what is unquestionably an unidentified flying object on the ground that had crashed. There were United States Air Force personnel taking photographs of the craft. One of the photographs, I could see that there were some symbols on the side of the craft. I found a close-up of these symbols. I physically traced the copies of the symbols on the side of this craft, and I said, it is time for me to leave. I took this and proceeded to leave the office, at which point the security guard stopped me, and one of them said, what is that you have there? I handed the yellow pad to him, and he flipped through all the yellow pages and never found the copy that I had. And so I brought it to the United States Jesuit headquarters, had a meeting with the staff, reported this to them, was authorized at that time to make a report and to request that the entire 54 major religious denominations of our country undertake a major study of extraterrestrial intelligence, which they declined to do.
And we had cataloged 57 different species. You have individuals that look very much like you and myself that could walk among us and you wouldn't even notice the difference, except they might be able to go ahead, even in a dark room, and touch an object and identify what color that object might be. You have various types of what we normally call grays. We didn't call them grays in the military, but you had at least three types of the grays. You had some that were much taller than we were. The entities that we did catalog were, in fact, humanoid.
We can end the energy crisis. We can build now non-polluting technologies. We could have cars back then that drove around off the ground on beams so that we have no pollution. And we can solve the problems of the people that are urgent and potential and the other animals and the other cultures on Earth and in space. And we can end the arms race without dislocating the industry, without disrupting the economy, by transforming the war industry into a global cooperative space industry that will provide, finally, more jobs and profits, products and services that can be applied directly to solving the problems of this planet. And we can have now peace on Earth with all the cultures and with all the extraterrestrial cultures in space.
We, Homo sapiens, have the ability to access this so-called zero-point field of energy, which is the ambient field of energy from which all matter and energy is fluxing, and can access that energy and generate all the power we need to run this planet without fossil fuels or pollution. I have carried this burden for 8 years. I'm now giving it to you, people of the world, to take it forward. There are certain geopolitical and financial infrastructures that would not welcome a definitive replacement to the fossil fuels. We can prove with other scientists who are ready to come forward that we already have a complete replacement for any fossil fuels or ionizing nuclear power plants. We don't need them. We haven't needed them. What is more serious to the national security? Keeping the status quo or letting ourselves go into a global ecosystem collapse? We have got to do something about this, and soon.